now is Motus Theater producer director Rita Valente Quinn. Tell us, what does Motus plan for these coming weeks?
So Motus has a lot of programming on the docket. Just in September, we have three performances. We have a Motus playback performance. I'm not sure if listeners are familiar with playback, so I'll explain a little bit. Playback is an improvisational theater form in which the audience tells a story to the actors, and the actors reenact that story on the spot using metaphor, spoken word, or dramatic spoken word, and movement. And it also has music underscore. So we invite everyone to come to the theater and share a short reflection or a story and watch it being performed by a group of actors. What is special also about this this project and this performance is that on stage you'll have professional actors who have been doing playback for a very long time, but you'll also have a group of diverse actors that Motus is currently training that who also are on stage performing these stories. And this is very special because in Colorado, mostly, you know, playback actors are usually white and cisgender. And so we are wanting to diversify the actors that are knowledgeable about this form. And through that also hope to diversify a little bit the audiences that come into the theater to share their stories. So that's Motus Playback. And that's on September 10th, so tomorrow at the Dairy Arts Center. And then on September 17th, we have a very special community event and performance around the Constitution. So the performance is happening on September 17th, which is Constitution Day, at the Louisville Center for the Arts. And it consists of a community dinner with reflections about the preamble of the Constitution, a performance of the Justice Monologue by monologist Candace Bailey. And for those who don't know Just Us, that's a autobiographical monologue project from Motus Theater, where we collaborate with people who experienced incarceration to help them tell stories about the racism and injustice of that they experienced in the criminal justice system. So they'll have the performance by Candace Bailey with musical responses from Spirit of Grace, who listeners might know because they perform widely in the Denver metro area, but also because they participated in, they collaborate with the Flowbots. And then we also have responses to Candace Bailey's monologue from Dr. Raylan Rebaca, who is the director of the CU Boulder Center for African and African American Studies. Again, September 17th, 6 p.m., Louisville Center for the Arts. And finally, still in September, Motus is very honored to have been invited to present Just Us monologue from Joaquin Mobley at a Fair Chance Hiring event. In fact, the inaugural Fair Chance Hiring event, which is produced or hosted by the Latino Coalition for Community Leadership with the Denver Startup Week. What is special about this event is that it's also hosted by the Attorney General, Phil Weiser. And so people who attend this event will listen to Joaquin Mobley's story told by himself along with a co-reader. That co-reader will be Jason Mendelson, who is the former VC at Foundry in Boulder and the author of Venture Deals, with musical responses by Spirit of Grace. And afterwards, people will also listen to a panel that is going to be hosted by Attorney General Phil Weiser, with Ken Oliver, the executive director of Checkered.org, Letitia Murphy, an associate vice president with Jobs for the Future, and Polly Fields, an advisor with Next Chapter. Joaquin Mobley himself, he is the vice president of Community Works and Motus Theater Just Us project strategist, and Jason Mendelson. As I said, he's the former VC at Foundry in Boulder and the author of Venture Deals. So that's what we have just in September. I could go on, but I know that you probably have more questions for me, Rosana.
This idea of improvisational theater, I think it is so fantastic. So pretty much people go there and they share their stories. You have an actor, a professional actor, stepping in their shoes. This is beautiful.
It's a very special form. You know, people can tell stories that are sad or happy. You know, they can be anecdotes. They can be, you know, tragical things that happen to them. And what is beautiful about seeing your story reenacted in front of you is that you get to process it in a different way. You get to laugh about it, you get to cry about it, and you get to do that in a space also of community where other people who are watching the story be reenacted might actually think, I have experienced something like this or a feeling like this before, even if it's not the same situation. Or it might be an opportunity for people around you to actually learn another perspective on a situation, on a given situation. So it's a very special form.
Also, Saturday the 17th, this big event, highlighting the Constitution Day. Why is that something that Motus wants to emphasize?
This event also pulls on another date. So I'm going to tell listeners a little bit of a story. It's on September 22nd, we actually celebrate the 160th anniversary of the Battle of Antietam. The reason why this battle is important is because it was the bloodiest day of the Civil War in the U.S., but also in U.S. military history. It prompted President Abraham Lincoln to issue a preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, which announced President Lincoln's intention to free enslaved people within the states in rebellion if those states did not return to the Union by January 1st, 1863. And since those states did not return to the Union, the Emancipation Proclamation was announced on January 1st, 1863. So we are celebrating and reflecting on not just Constitution Day, but also on the Emancipation Proclamation. And it's particularly important at a time when we are experiencing so much divisiveness in our country and also so many challenges that the world and our nation in particular is encountering. Global change, weapons of mass destruction, migration due to climate change. And so we need to think of our own leadership within our communities to face the divisiveness in our country, despite our political leanings, and also facing these challenges in the world. And so we come together, the invitation is for people to come together as we the people, right, to reflect on, as I said, the preamble of the Constitution, listen to Candace Bailey's story about how she experienced the criminal justice system and what kind of leadership is necessary to reform that system, and get us thinking about how do we show up in our community and in our country to face the challenges that are in front of us.
And if you want to find more about the events that we were just talking about, you can go to Motus Theater website. Thank you so much again, Rita. I have been speaking with Rita Valente Quinn, Motus Theater producer director, about their upcoming performances.